You're listening to a 3CR podcast created in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.
Rotations.
All right, you're listening to 3CR Rotations, and I've got something seriously groovy for you today. Coming out of Melbourne, a seven-piece soul-funk group bringing in deep rhythms, heavy horns, and undeniable energy. Steppers are here in the building. Their debut album drops April 18th, and if you like your music with movement, you're in the right place. Live from Studio 3, Steppers, welcome.
Hello, Radio Land. Thank you, Elena. Thank you, 3CR, for having us. We are Steppers. Happy Sunday. Hey, very good.
Thank you.
Sunday. This is Steppers on 3CR. Debut album, which comes out next Saturday, the 18th of April. Catch us doing an in-store performance at Northside Records for Record Store Day, 3 p.m. first time on AM radio. What a joy it is. Thank you, Elena. Thank you, Tilda. Thank you, Luna. Thank you, Brendan. On snaps. Everybody in this building has been so nice to us since we walked in here. It's such a perfect place to spend the Sundays. This one is called Snellgrove. It's also on our upcoming debut self-titled album. Cheers. Thank you. for time, aren't we? 10 minutes? All right. We've got a couple more. This one is called Minutes. Again, if you like what you're hearing, we've got a debut album coming out, and we're going to be launching it at the Tote on the 26th of April. That's a Sunday. We're having a little Sunday Arvo sesh at the Tote. 2 p.m. at doors. We've got Tracy Miller and Spoonful on support. It's going to be a ripper. Free sausage sizzle. Get fully around it. Thanks.
Thank you.
will be our last song for today. Thank you again so much to everybody at 3CR for having us. We are Steppers. Catch you on the 18th at Northside for an in-store performance for Record Store Day. And then we'll see you again at the Tote on the 26th of April. It's a Sunday afternoon, 2 p.m. for our record launch. Thanks for spending some time with us. Hope to see you soon. Mwah.
Bye.
got your back 24/7, 365. Our love is all time, baby, yeah. Yeah, I know what to choose, 'cause it's always been you. Yeah, our love is for all of time, 'cause you're mine, 'cause you're mine. I got your back 24/7, 365.
You've been listening to Steppers here on 3CR Rotations at 855 AM. My name is Elena, and it's been wonderful to give you a taste of their upcoming album, debut album, on April 18th. Six tracks of movement-driven music, built for the stage as much as the speakers. Steppers have got an in-store performance to mark the drop at Northside Records that you won't want to miss. April 18th is also Record Store Day, so to all those who celebrate, get on down to hear some crazy good tunes. Now, while we get these groovers into the live studio for an interview, take a listen to the first track on their upcoming album. This is Bruised Up.
What's left and what's right? Last time I tried, bruised up now. Last time I tried to figure out what's left and what's mine, only takes a bit of time. Last time I tried.
welcome into the studio, Seppers. You've been listening to Bruised Up, which is the first track on their debut album. Welcome in, guys. Thanks so much for playing today.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, well, I'll just jump straight in. How did Seppers first come together in Melbourne, and what makes this lineup click?
It's been a long, winding path. You know, seedlings were planted about 10 years ago and sort of Steppers became solid in 2022. And then since then, it's just grown and kept adapting and, you know, brought new friends in from, you know, far and away. And so, yeah, I mean, it's been a long journey of probably about almost 12 years from right at the beginning as a three-piece with some mates from high school all the way till now where we're, you know, seven solid members and you know, potential to grow. You know, we've got percussion coming on for the album launch and, you know, we've got, you know, dreams of backup singers and, you know, all the dancers maybe, who knows?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, seven members, guys, that's basically a small village. How do you make decisions without turning into a funk parliament?
Sometimes diplomatically, sometimes not.
Sometimes someone's got to just bite it and, you know, just, relinquish themselves from it and just say, okay, I'm not getting it my way. I'm just gonna be happy with it this way.
Yeah.
That's
compromise is magic. the advice that my nana gave to my mum and my mum gave to me is compromise.
Yeah.
Compromise and conversation.
Yeah, that's important. Definitely.
Yeah.
Well, this is your debut release. Mm. What does this moment feel like?
Oh, big build up. We've been aiming towards it for a long time and just had, you know, little hurdles, but we all knew we were going to get it done. It was just a matter of when. And the process was just like, I don't know, everyone had the same goals. Like, all right, we've got a ton of songs. Mm. Now we just got to choose which ones we're going to put on there.
Yeah.
Yeah, the whittling down was tricky, but I mean, realistically, these are all just the songs we've been playing for years and we don't have any body of work. We just need to arrive in the world properly. And so this album is just like, it's basically a statement of here is Steppers. This is what we do. And it's the first step of Steppers, you know?
Yeah, well, why did you guys choose to keep it to six tracks? Was that a creative decision or did your project just naturally land on those six?
I think we just naturally landed on those six for that kind of session that we did a big five-day session in the studio where we pulled it together and there's been a lot of overdubs. And so that was kind of what we had ready at that time to really go on the record. And also we wanted to press to vinyl as well. So that was a restriction on time. Though we were a little bit short on time. We could have added half another song. I mean, but
and then there's also the fact that most of our songs go for about 7 minutes.
Yeah, so it's exactly. Like,
you know, one more song might actually be too long. So
yeah, that's definitely true. Well, you guys all coming together and with the album, you've got a pretty energetic album cover featuring dynamic headshots of all of you guys. How did this come to be?
Well,
yeah,
it's a tricky one because it's actually not the front cover.
Oh.
So if you want to know what the front cover actually looks like, you're going to have to come to Northside Records on the 18th, which is next Saturday for Record Store Day, and pick up a vinyl and you'll be able to see
potentially.
Oh,
yeah, maybe.
Yeah,
if you
can,
if you've got the skills, you might be able to see.
Yeah, it takes a little bit of work to see what's really there.
You got to look through the picture.
You guys faked me out with all those photos.
No, yeah. But yeah, the portraits are done by Ed's beautiful partner, Kiki.
That's the back cover of the vinyl, and those pictures were all taken in the studio, and we had the idea of just having the two engineers that we work with closely, Phil, who mixed them up, mixed the album and recorded it, and
genius.
Bryce, who does a lot of our live sound, so it looked good with the nine of us on
Brady
the back
Bunch.
There. You know,
yeah.
Brady
Bunch. Very Brady Bunch. With the blue background.
Partridge Family, I thought.
Yeah,
yeah, that's way better.
It's great.
Just thought we wanted to put everyone's face on the album just to make sure that it was... Yeah.
I think
they're really part of the band. So
I think
it felt right to
it's
have
in keeping
there.
With the what we were talking about before about, you know, like the album being, this is our statement piece. This is exactly who we are. We've arrived on the scene and we've arrived in the world and there's no mystery to who we are, what we sound like, and what we look like.
Yeah,
you know, we're not hiding anything. You know, and I think it's just balls to the wall. This is exactly, there's no mystery to Steppers anymore, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. Well, you guys say that you are unhindered by any mode of creation. Can you give me a little bit of an example of a track that came together in a somewhat unexpected way?
Sure. Yeah, our last single, Minutes, which was the released. So we had PIC was the first single that released, and then Minutes is on the record as well. And that was kind of just the most wacky combination of different riffs and ideas. Like Arlen, our keys player, he had this, and then like we just kind of like halved it, and then we split it, and then we put that section over there, and just like combined. And it's amazing what seven brains can do to one single riff. You know, every time we play it, I can hear that process behind how that came to be. And then it was kind of the stacking of all the other sections as well. We really actually don't know what's going to happen when someone plants a seed for an idea for a song. It's a cool place to push off from, but the place where it ends up is miles away.
Yeah.
You never know what's going to happen.
That seed is not going to grow straight up like a tree. It's more like a bush.
Yeah. It's like a bougainvillea. It looks good, and it's got pretty flowers and thorns.
Yeah. Exactly. It's a whole process.
Yeah.
You guys, your music seems pretty built for movement. Any way that it's created, that's also got quite a bit of movement in there. Mm. But how important is dance and physical response when you guys are in the studio, when you guys are making music, when you're playing live? How does that play into your process?
I think that's quite natural. We're bound to play that way anyway. Mm. I think it's also like, okay, how do we make this interesting? How are we going to really mess with people and show them something fresh and interesting and make people go, whoa, what?
There's some little moments.
Why'd you do that?
Yeah, there's some little moments where, you know, you'll build up some momentum and then you'll completely put the one somewhere else and you kind of watch the whole crowd trip over. You know what I mean? But really, I think, you know, I don't think people have really started dancing to our songs or to our gigs until like a couple of years ago. And we were kind of writing songs that was like, no, people wouldn't dance to this, but it's all right. We just have fun playing it. And then all of a sudden, the response became physical in the crowd, and you know, and it fed the machine more and more. It was exponential, and now at every gig we see people dancing their asses off, and it's so special, you know. Mm. And we're all very, very physical people. We're all very affectionate with each other, you know. We'll like, you know, hug each other and make sure that we're like, you know, safe and warm in each other's presence and all that sort of stuff. So it's nice to like see that a kind of some form of extension of that, you know, outwards, you know, once we're actually doing the thing that we love the most to do, and seeing people like physically enjoy that, that's just, you can't get a bigger dopamine rush than that, you know? It's really special.
When you say that, seeing this reaction from people at your gigs, people watching and listening, how does that feed into what you play and how you play and what you put out?
I think a massive part of the recording process with our producer and engineer Phil Egan, who's done such a beautiful job on this record.
Oh, amazing.
He's so good and he's so nice to work with. And, you know, this album was their first experience working with him.
Yeah.
And so he's got so many just great techniques of getting the best out of you as an artist. And one massive thing that I've sort of taken on personally, and I think we have as a band as well, is attitude. You know, and so when you see a physical response from the crowd and you see people like viscerally just enjoying the music to their bones, you know, it helps you just feed into that attitude. Like, yeah, it's really working and you can really dig in there, you know. It feeds an attitude, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. And then going a little bit back to what you're saying, how sometimes in your music you do things that are a little bit unexpected.
Yeah, well, I mean, like everyone brings something else to the band, and that's like so much of the fun for it, you know. Mm. Like, I know Reggie's going to bring the soul and the groove. Ed's going to bring the classiness. Mm. I'm going to try and slip a bit of metal in there. And I think we all know that we're all going to bring something different. And that's like, I think, the most fun part of the songwriting process is like, all right, here's this little ditty. What are we going to do with this? What are we going to do with this? Who's going to have their say?
The combination of all of our tastes and like all of our influences and everything, all the influences we have on the band, it's truly what makes Steppers bigger, greater than the sum of its parts. You know, no individual person in the band could make the thing that Steppers is. You know?
Yeah, we've got, there's a lot of different tastes in there.
Yeah, totally. It's eclectic. Arlen likes folk music. You know?
Yeah, well, speaking of different tastes, what is the weirdest idea that's actually made it onto a record?
Probably the Optimus.
We had one song that was a crazy, you know, journey, and we're just like, oh, what do we do with this thing? Oh, why don't we take a little bit out of it and put it onto this other song that's a bit more polite.
Yeah, we took the polite bit out and put that in the set, but the chorus from that song was so difficult that we can never play it correctly. Like, it was just, we made it so hard for ourselves. It's still written on that whiteboard at the studio.
Oh, yeah.
And we would go around for 15 minutes at a time, like, and every single cycle, one person will get it wrong. So, and if it, even if it was the last note, we're going back to the start until we all get it right. And I don't think we have ever gotten it right. So that, and you know, so we don't play it in public because of that.
It's just for you, that
exactly
one.
Exactly right.
But that is part of the attitude, as you're saying before. We do want to have that. We all want to be pushing ourselves to make something interesting, and we'll do whatever it takes to put something in a song if we really feel it's right.
Yeah,
you
absolutely.
Know,
like,
I think we tread the line between interesting and completely wanky really well. You know what I mean? Because there's some stuff would be like, you know, I love seeing Adam do a bass solo right up front. And then we were at the Workers Club not long ago, and he did some little trick with his spaceship pedal board, and some guy in the front nearly had a seizure. He was like, oh my God. And like, that's the reaction you want.
Yeah.
You know? Like disbelief almost, you know? Yeah.
Yeah. In the creation of these tracks, is there a system, a method, or is it just somebody plays something and someone else says, whoa, I really like that, I can build that? How does this music making process work?
It's pretty much that, but we operate on trust. I think we know each other so well as musicians and as people that I have absolute faith, everyone has absolute faith, that we can just put out, you know, a riff that's even just one note, and everyone be like, hey, I got something for this, and we just go from there. We just let it snowball. So we don't overthink the process. It all feels very natural.
Yeah, and some of them take quite a long time to workshop these ideas. You know, we're coming back and back to a riff. What about that riff we had a couple of months ago?
I forgot about that.
So some things take a lot of work, but
like the one of our songs, Slinky, we're still working on it basically.
Yeah.
PIC, which is our first single off this album,
it
just went bang as a song. Yeah. And it just felt good immediately. It just went done.
You know?
But some other songs, we're still working on them. Some of the songs on the album, we're still working on basically.
And they've changed as well.
Yeah. Like, some of the live versions have developed. That song you're just playing, Bruised Up, you know, we've got completely different ideas sort of inserted in them, and that was kind of, it's like a snapshot of, in time, of where that song was at that time, and in the year and a half since we recorded it, it's completely changed, you know. But that is the beauty,
the fundamental bits are there,
well, the fundamental,
there's
yeah,
there's totally. Some the movement of the song up and downs have changed a little bit just to keep us a bit more on our toes live, because we like to.
Our attention span is very small.
When we're doing our live sets, we really prepare some live sets and think, what can we do, change if we've been doing a few in a row, and can we mix it up? Can we change things?
Actually, I had an idea about Insinuendo. You've got to remind me and tell you that.
And this is the music making process right here, right now.
Yeah. So, you know, it goes bum, bum, bum. We go bum, bum, bum.
Hey, I like that already.
Oh, God.
Then we have to memorize it all over
again. Yeah.
Yeah, it's very obvious to see you guys play and see you guys interact with each other when you're not playing, how much of a family this really is. But if you had to swap instruments for one gig, absolutely have to, who would be the most dangerous on something completely different, and who should absolutely never be allowed near another instrument other than their own?
Don't let me off the kit, because I can't do anything else. I reckon Arlen is just a genius, man. Yeah. He can play everything.
He would pick everything up.
Between him and Winton, his twin brother, they're just so good at music. It's so, and they're really good looking too. Yeah. Get over yourselves. What do you boys reckon?
Yeah, I don't know. I think.
I mean, if I could sing and play at the same time, I'd get on the mic.
It'd be unstoppable.
I can't.
But he can't, though.
No, I can't. I can't do it yet. It's really tricky.
Yeah, I could barely play anything apart from the trumpet.
And then.
And then, exactly. Still learning on
and
that.
And even so. Beautiful.
So it'd be a bit of a mix-up, it seems.
Yeah, it wouldn't sound quite the same, let's put it that way.
Some people are exactly where they're supposed to be.
Yeah.
Me, I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be. I get scared holding another instrument, basically.
Yeah, I can't go in and switch everything around. I think that would...
Please don't.
That would cause some issues. Yeah. Well, Thank you so much for coming on the show, guys.
Thank you.
One last question to wrap up. You guys say that comparison is unfair. So give me some words that describe Steppers. Tell me what you guys are all about in just a few words.
Oh, heavy, sexy, deep.
Raw, baby.
Yeah.
I think comparison is unfair. I think that that phrase just speaks because I feel there is truth to it because I have never heard anything like it. Anytime anybody asks, well, what do you guys play? Like, I've got no, I don't have an answer for it.
Yeah, you know? Leave that to the marketing gurus.
Yeah, exactly. We'll pay someone to do that in 5 years' time or something. I don't know. But, and I think that there is a special quality about not being able to describe something.
Yeah.
You know, not being able, like, we all put the most amount of time in our lives into this band, you know, and to pay that much attention to something and still not be able to describe what it is. There's something. How could you compare it? I don't even know what it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it really frustrates me when I'm filling out forms for. And they're like, pick three genres or even one genre that you fit in. And I'm like, what can I put in that box right there?
Because experimental, like, and then you get onto like some random like Kazakhstanian festival, like throat singing festival. Or something. I don't know what.
It's hard to box what we're doing because we just smash through so many different things like vibes in our each song, you know. Sometimes it could be in three different vibes in one song and it'd be like, well, you know, with a breakdown that's totally prog, and then you go well, a bit dubby here, and you go, what does all this do, like where does this fit in the broader sense of music genres, you know. Have to tick about six sometimes.
We've got a song that we haven't recorded yet called TV Snacks, and if we're feeling it, we've got like a, you know, two setter just headline, and we've got all the time up our sleeve, you know. It already goes for 10 minutes, but right in the middle we'll just like break it down to a reggae section for some reason. So why not, you know, try and stop us. Yeah, I don't know. There's no name for it, really.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what's special about it. And, you know,
fun, I'd say that.
It is fun.
It's fun for us. Yeah. And if anyone can feel just a little bit of the fun we're having on stage, it's going to have a friggin' good time.
Yeah, nobody else can really feel properly good unless we feel properly good. And we feel properly good. So
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it is special.
Well, thanks so much for coming on
and playing some beautiful music and having some great chats with me.
Yeah.
Can I just say, I remember we were playing, I think it was our PIC launch at Shot Kickers, and you were right in front of the stage right now. Because I remember you were there for Fair Trade, and then you just stayed. I was like, I've never seen that girl before, but she seems into it. And then I went home and got changed, and then came back, and you were sitting in that same spot. And then you sat there for a whole set, and you really enjoyed yourself. And I'm like, who's that beautiful girl? And then I saw you again and again and again and again. And like, it's so nice you become part of our team. Thank you for your support.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, enjoying yourself so much that you just chased us around. it's really special. So thank you for having us.
Guilty. What can I say?
She needs a towel.
Well, this has been Steppers bringing the heat right here on 3CR Rotations, straight out of Melbourne, with a sound you feel as much as you hear. Their debut album drops April 18th, so make sure you keep your ears open for that. And a huge thanks to Steppers for stopping by and sharing their music with us today. They've got an in-store Record Store Day performance at Northside Records April 18th and a show at the Tote on the 26th. If you've liked what you've heard today, these are places you've just gotta be. I'm Elena, and you've been listening to 3CR Rotations. Keep it moving, y'all, and as always, keep supporting independent artists. Stay tuned for Queering the Air up next on 3CR Radio at 855 AM.
Out what's left and what's right. Last time I tried. try. Bruised up now. Last time I tried to figure out what's left and what's mine. Only takes a bit of time. A bit of time, I'm bruised up now.